I just can't picture Keyshawn Johnson driving in that car. I just can't. Todd Furman, live from Las Vegas, Don Best Sports. Can you? Chasing Justin Bieber around in his Prius?
Keyshawn driving a Prius? No, but I have to wonder. He's either doing a great job of saving his money for a rainy day, or he's headed down that unfortunate road that so many pro athletes have been down before, where he's not doing it merely for the environment or anything else. He's doing it from a cost-effective standpoint.
I don't know. They pay pretty good at ESPN, don't they?
I would think so, at least to the former players. I mean, Keyshawn has done a hell of a job on the Sunday morning game day show.
Yes, sure. He has. He has done it, and I knew he would because I talked to Keyshawn when he was here all the time, and he always wanted to get into the media. And, you know, he's got good expertise, no question about that. By the way, our guy Rondé Barber is going to go work for Fox Sports. So we don't know in what capacity yet, though. So we'll have to see. But
it'll definitely be interesting. Hopefully he does a little better with the broadcasting job than his brother Tiki did.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't quite pan out so well for
no,
Tiki in the comments.
It did not. All right, we're all set for the hockey semifinals. Interesting, Todd, that the last four Stanley Cup winners are in the semifinals this year. So they all know how to get it, don't they? All four of these teams know how to get the final prize.
They definitely do. You have a ton of experience on all four of these rosters. Obviously, the Kings and Blackhawks had to work a little harder than the two Eastern Conference representatives, both going to Game 7 and needing to win on home ice to get there. The Blackhawks in overtime after that very controversial no-goal call with about 2 minutes left in regulation against the Red Wings. But you look up and down these rosters, and I think what's real interesting about these four teams is they all do it very differently. I think LA, you know, relies so much more on defense and goaltending. The Penguins, you know about their ability to fill the net up, as we've seen through the first two rounds. The Bruins, kind of that X factor. We're not sure if Tuukka Rask is going to be the guy that can carry the team on his shoulders, but the fourth line emergence against the Rangers really posed a thorn in the side of not only Ranger fans, but obviously Coach Tortorella, who is headed for greener pastures, one would think. And then the Blackhawks, the President's Cup, President's Trophy winner, and we'll look to see if they can try and take some of that momentum from Game 7, carry it forward. I know I've been critical of Corey Crawford all season long, but he played well enough to get them there. The question is, can he out-duel Jonathan Quick in this series?
That was my first major question to you, and obviously, you know, it looks to me in the final four, Jonathan Quick is the best goalie of the four. But Thomas Vokoun against Ottawa, is that telling us anything? You know, they're not known for, you know, lighting up the scoreboard. As a matter of fact, their general manager Murray said that we have to go out and get offense in the off season.
No, I think there's definitely questions about Vokoun and what he'll do if he's under a barrage. But the Bruins not always synonymous with a high-flying offense or a team capable of scoring at will. They did find some success against the Rangers and Henrik Lundqvist. Let's see if they can carry some of that forward into this particular series. They'll run three and four lines deep. The biggest thing, though, for the Bruins, I think you'll see Claude Julien really focus on the defensive end. Force Pittsburgh to play Bruins-style hockey, first team to three, those type of games. I can't imagine the Bruins are going to want to get out there, make a habit of trying to get into four or five goal games. And it really boiled down to which goalie makes the save at the key juncture. And I think Vokoun right now playing with a ton of confidence, you have to imagine that the aging veteran may have a little bit of an edge, in my opinion, over Tuukka Rask.
Would you agree that it's imperative that Boston stay out of the box? You know, if you stay out of the box,
sure,
you've got a good chance.
Exactly. I think what we've seen is this Penguins team, when they're playing 5-on-4, you really don't stand much of a chance. So Boston is going to need to be extremely disciplined. They're going to need to stay at home on the point. And the question really becomes is how many minutes can Zdeno Chara log over the course of the full 60? Mm-hmm. If he can play 40 to 45, then it'll really fortify that Bruins, that Bruins blue line.
There's not two of them, that's for sure. Now, he said they're going to split up Seidenberg and he. Now, does Boston get healthy if Ferentz is okay to play, which he hasn't been okayed yet? When they get healthy defensively, can they hang with Pittsburgh?
I think they're going to need all hands on deck. I mean, there's a reason Pittsburgh is a 190 favorite for this series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're looking at what the Bruins have to do, and I think you take it in phases. You want to try and split at console over the course of the first two games, head back home, and then go one period at a time. If you look at these rosters and try and match them up player by player, the Penguins are a heads and tails better than the Boston Bruins in that regard. But how quickly we forget this is a Bruins team who was one game away from finishing as the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. And I think what you're seeing reflected in this price is some of their struggles through the first 2 rounds. And in my opinion, there's a little bit of value on Boston. But all that being said, I'm not sure I want to bet the series. I may approach this much more in a game-to-game type.
Yeah, and when the last I looked, is a 175 minus for Pittsburgh and plus 155 for Boston, which isn't all that bad as far as that's concerned. We're seeing, Todd, that the home teams are winning at an uncanny rate in these playoffs. Do you see any regression here, or can they keep going all the way through and just chalk it up as just one of those seasons?
It's definitely been one of those seasons that if you're not looking at the favorites and primarily the home teams, your bankroll is showing those effects. You look at last round, believe the home team was 20-4
right
during those particular spots, and all 24 of those games, the Ottawa being the lone exception in Game 3 beating the Penguins, they were all favorites. So you go back last year and you look at see how well teams on the road and primarily underdogs played. It's been a much different series to take a look at, and I think the one angle for people that are a little leery about laying juice on a nightly basis, you have to try and approach the in-game markets and really take advantage of a favorite that goes down 1-0. Books will really overreact, and you can get a 140 or 150 favorite, potentially a plus 120, plus 125 if they give up a quick tally.
So that is becoming a major part of becoming a winning gambler is more in-game now, isn't it? I mean, you have to look at it.
It's definitely growing. In-game markets have been huge throughout Europe, and you look at the way soccer as their primary revenue driver in sportsbooks breaks down. Some of the recent studies they've done show only about 30% of the money being wagered on soccer games is coming in before the game actually starts, with the rest of it coming through in-game markets, props, totals, everything else that they make widely available. Clearly here in the States, we're well behind, but you look at the influx of people, especially when I was at Caesars, that wanted to bet half times. They were looking for in-game lines. The only problem being is there's not really a fluid product out there now that allows you to bet these games outside of commercials and TV timeouts to take advantage. But it is the wave of the future, and I think when we have this discussion 3 or 4 years from now, you'll see a lot more people waiting for a situation to arise before they're going to invest their hard-earned dollars.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that is available in Vegas now, right? At some of the places where you can go there and bet.
Some of the books are trying to incorporate it a little bit more. Cantor Gaming probably has the most fluid operating applications for that. For folks that are making their way out to Vegas before the NBA and NHL playoffs come to an end. The LVH Superbook does have some of those options, but they don't have it throughout the course of the game. It's only available at a lot of the timeouts. But do think that as we approach football season, you're going to have more and more opportunities than ever before to try and take advantage. And I think it's a great tool to have. If you look at a game, and we talk about on these airwaves all the time how important it is to get a number. If you don't get your number before a game starts, a team marches down the field during the NFL and kicks a field goal, you may actually be able to get 3.5 instead of 2.5 on the opening number. And how much does that opening drive score really change the dynamic of a game?
No, you got that right. And I think Cantor had that ability when they did the fluidity of the stock market. They are, in effect, that's what they are. In reality, Cantor Fitzgerald.
They definitely have a technological edge over the rest of the industry. Using some of that market expertise, applying it to the sports betting field, which, while it's growing in complexity, isn't anywhere close to what the financial markets are and the way people spend an inordinate amount of time analyzing those particular markets each and every day it's open for trading.
Boy, you got that right. We'll come back and we'll get with the Kings, Blackhawks, and also the NBA, which has San Antonio sitting back with their feet up waiting for these two teams to stop beating up each other. And we'll talk with Todd about that when we return. Todd Furman from Don Best Sports, and he'll be with us on the other side. Stay with us.